Want to check me out? Check this out. Are you going to pay my check? Welfare check. 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 When we get to the point where we have to regulate or monitor something that's going on, like the community service office, the welfare office here in Olympia, we have a problem. So here's an example. So I have a friend who recently had a baby, and if anyone who has recently had a baby has been on welfare at the same time, they know how hard that can be, and just anyone having a baby. It's very difficult. Breastfeeding, and the baby is pooping, and the baby is crying, and you're postpartum, and the last thing you want to do is go into the welfare office. And so I offered to go for her, and she was sitting in the car. We drove together. She stayed in the car with the baby, and I was just dropping off paperwork for her, and I was dropping off paperwork for me that the welfare office insisted that they had not received. Even though I had mailed it in and gone in and made copies, they insisted that they did not have this information, and they were withholding my benefits because of it. So I walk in the door, and halfway down the line of all of the customer service agents that are waiting to talk to you, there are two computers. And there's no really direction on telling you where to go, like, or take a number. There's no nothing. And then there's this big red line that says, like, go to the computer. So I go to the computer, and it is asking me why I'm here. And I say, I'm here to drop off paperwork. And then it tells me to go use the red phone in the back of the welfare office. So I go to the back of the welfare office and I pick up the red phone and it starts calling this number and I wait on hold for like 15 minutes and then they say, how can I help you? And I said, I'm not sure. I'm here to drop off some paperwork. I signed in with the computer. The computer told me to use the red phone. And they said, oh, well, you need to get in line and you need to make sure that your paperwork gets to the welfare office and you can go put it in the red box at the back of the waiting area, but that's what I did last time and they didn't get the paperwork, so I want to get it stamped this time. I want to make sure that they get the paperwork. So I go back to the computer, and if I type in the same option, it's going to tell me to use the red phone. So I decide not to use the computer, and I go up to a woman in the counter, and I ask her a question, and she said, did you sign in at the computer? And I said, yes, I signed in the computer, but the computer told me to use the red phone. And then she said, well, the red phone is at the back of the welfare office. And I said, yes, but the people on the red phone said that I need to talk to you. And then she said to me, did you sign in at the computer? Did you sign in at the computer? Yes, I signed in at the computer, but the computer told me to use the red phone, and the people on the red phone told me to come and talk to you. And she said, well, what do you need to do? And I said, I need to drop off paperwork for myself and for someone else. And she said, oh, okay, great. So go back to the computer and tell it that instead of you wanting to drop off paperwork, tell it that you're asking a question and then type in the question. So I had to go to the computer and type in I space am space dropping space, you know, off paperwork. There's nobody in line. So after I'm done with that, I go and I stand, and the woman looks at her computer, and then she calls my name.
Hava Aviv, window one.
So I come to window one, and she says, how can I help you today?